Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. Yes, as we move into Simchat Torah, I thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, I do. I thank the Most High for this precious time. Yes, this very precious time. The Most High has declared unto the healing and the blessing of his people. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, without question, the Most High has told me, yes, directly indeed has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall. Yes, ever since the dawn of human fall, when men have sought to pretend be wise after a multitude of their own pretentious divisions. Falling short, my brothers and sisters, of the glory of Yah. Yes, men have established all kinds of differing ideologies, political, national, social, religious, my brothers and sisters, but the Most High calls us to be true. I said the Most High calls us to be true to the will of the One. Therefore, blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who beyond all the fallen standards, all the lesser vibrations, all the variances against the one invariant light that men have established, blessed are they who will see the truth beyond them all. For my brothers and sisters, this is that unto which the elect ones of the Most High are called. We must overcome. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we must overcome every fallen standard. I said every fallen standard that men, my brothers and sisters, have exalted that were never true to the perfect will of the One. Again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. And again, I am Edim Yah, thanking the Most High for every year. Yes, for every year that he brings near. Got a lot to talk about tonight. In fact, for many of you, I guess if you live, especially if you live on the East Coast or Midwest,
perhaps for some of you,
if you reside on the far west coast of the U.S., it might still be a few minutes of Feast of Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of Booths still remaining. But for most of the country, I know that the Feast of Sheminiot at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of Booths. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only just say and pray to the Most High that you have had a very blessed time. Much inspiration from on high in a time that surely needs it. I pray that that has been what you have enjoyed. And as we move again into the times, time called Simchat Torah, in which Israel began again to read through the books of the law, to prepare. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all the way into the next upcoming Day of Atonement. Let us consider, my brothers and sisters, what always was and always has been, what was foretold of the Most High concerning what will at last be the atonement of mankind. But in the Day of Atonement, my brothers and sisters, of old, it was always understood that the people must all humble themselves. I said that the people must all humble themselves beyond every manner of device of influence, every misopinion, every illusion, every pretense, every self-righteousness that exists among our people. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, at last, and finally in this earth, man preparing for the great day when man, all mankind should realize that the only offering, I said the only offering from this world the Most High will receive is peace, man shall be prepared in the knowledge of the kingdom of Yah, gathering wisdom beyond all the variant kingdoms and rulerships of this earth, that all my brothers and sisters might be true to the One Most High, agreed in the will of the One. The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, what is it? The gospel of the kingdom of Yah. Why is it the scriptures relate? Well, Messiah said it well. He said, all power from on high has been given unto me. He said, therefore, go forth, teach, baptize, convert all the nations. Teach them to do everything that he commanded. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because it's quite obvious that what the various standards are of this world that have maintained so many pluralist ideals, various nations, denominations, opinions, cannot, my brothers and sisters, be true to the will of one. The pure will of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has none of these contradictions in it. Therefore, we must understand, at the call of the Most High, who will call his people beyond all the varying differences of this world, we must realize we are called to a higher vibration, a higher sense of righteousness than, my brothers and sisters, what is apparent among all the nations. Messiah said it himself in 5:14-24. In so many ways, he said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. You must hearken to him, that your righteousness, your sense of what is righteousness and divine discretion must exceed that of your leaders, when many times my brothers and sisters are more concerned with pulpits and thrones, have not been concerned about your discerning, indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is in all things is pleasing unto Yah. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah is not after a multitude of your diverse leaders. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, what it meant when he said in Micah 4:4, man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. He said, watch out for false prophets in the 7th chapter, 7:13-28. False prophets, my brothers and sisters, are those who don't teach the whole testimony, causing men to draw hasty conclusions that in their pride, in the arrogance of ignorance so often, are people being destroyed and divided for lack of knowledge? Men so often, my brothers and sisters, are so prideful of fallen standards that when they hear the truth, not only do they do not recognize that it's true, but so many times our brothers and sisters, having heard illusion for so long, when the truth is revealed, men are not prepared. I said men are not prepared to receive it. I like to look through a bit of scripture here, my brothers and sisters, before we move on to the primary emphasis of this show, and to understand the purpose the scriptures relate for which Messiah must surely come, that our people might at last be free. I'd like to call attention to the book of Yehuda. I thank you if you will move along with me, and I thank the Most High for His Spirit to help His people to comprehend. I said the book of Yehuda, the Yehuda that they call Jude. Yes, my brothers and sisters, without question, it demands our attention, that we might comprehend, my brothers and sisters, what should be our common expectation. What it is, my brothers and sisters, that we must, as a people, come to look for, prepare ourselves for, that we not miss that glorious day when the Most High calls His people beyond all the varying differences of man unto Himself. Blessed are they who will comprehend this, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who will be wise to understand what the Apostle Yehuda, for instance, said, that is reflected not only in his words, but in the words of the Apostle Shaul, who they call Paul, Kepha, who they call Peter, Jacob, who they call James, especially in their closing remarks to the nations, to the people, to those who would hear. Let's consider Jude, Ayuda, 1:1. Yehuda, the servant of Yeshua, the Kurdi, the righteous one, the expected and awaited one, Shiloh. No, I don't use the term Christ for a particular reason. The term Christ, my brothers and sisters, if you will look it up, look up the term in terms Jesus and Christos, H-E-S-U-S. Look up Christos, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-S. Find out that both of these terms were used by the heathen, my brothers and sisters, to relate those who they call the anointed of all their heathen gods. Not the Holy Spirit at all, my brothers and sisters, under the preservation of so much pollution, my brothers and sisters, amidst the doctrines that our people have believed. And the scripture says once those corruptions came into the church in 2 Thessalonians, they remained till Messiah returned. So let's look, my brothers and sisters, see what the scriptures have to say about this in terms of what was being warned about or warned against by the apostles, and what Messiah must ultimately do, that his people be free, discerning beyond all confusion. He said, Yehuda, the servant of Yeshua, the Kurdi, and brother of Jacob, to the Gentiles who have been called and beloved by Yah the Father and protected by Yeshua, the Kurdi, the righteous one. Hear, my brothers and sisters, and understand. He said to them that are sanctified by Yah, Father, and preserved, and Yeshua HaMashiach, the Kurdi, and called. How about call to him, my brothers and sisters? When he said, go forth and convert the nation, that was a call to all who would believe the exceeding truth of the One Most High, that men awaken to his righteousness beyond all others. The gift of Yah, it says in the book of Jacob, they call it James 1:17, the gift of Yah is an invariant light. Where then, my brothers and sisters, we get all these various differing doctrines from? They are not the foundation, my brothers, upon which a holy temple. They're not the foundation upon which the early church was laid. It was not the foundation upon which the people were galvanized as one to seek the will of Yah. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, if men have not had this expectation, this foundation, we have to ask, my brothers and sisters, if they did not have the foundation upon which Messiah said he would build his church and gather his people out from the world unto the pure, perfect truth, the kingdom of Yah, then whose church, my brothers and sisters, have they built? It's not possible, my brothers and sisters, to build what is pure from the world. But after that one standard, one Lord, one baptism, that is pure from the misconceits of the world. Questions going to have to be asked then, my brothers and sisters, since the church is what the Most High calls out from all the corrupt standards of this world under the will of one. How many of my brothers and sisters have ever known what the church really is? How many have ever really known, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the gospel? How many have known, my brothers and sisters, what is faith in the will of one when the doctrines across this world have been tainted after so many misconceits of man? So it says mercy, same thing as saying grace. Look at the words, merci in French. Gracias, grace, Spanish. Por favor, if you get my point, it's like saying thank you. Thank you for a gift being offered. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what is the origin of this word, even for mercy. It's a petition that the Most High might offer his gift, his grace, that you discern what is his will, that you not be persuaded, not to be falsely persuaded after the misconceits of another. It says, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. He said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, a common sense of expectation, a common sense of goal, a common understanding of what transcends being true unto the Most High, the day of coming wrath. Behold, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. You can't have faith in the will of one after the designs and misopinions of many. That you contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Why did the apostle say this? Consider Shaul's words, Paul's words in 2 Thessalonians. He said, there have become intrusions of the principalities and powers. He said it in Colossians 8 as well. Intrusions of the powers of perdition. So that false rulers sit right there behind the pulpits in your temples, causing men to believe lies. Causing men to have no love of the truth. In other words, so much believing and loving lies. That when the truth comes, they're not ready to receive it. But it says Messiah himself must come to expose this pretense. But my brothers and sisters, the book of Yehuda is saying the same. For it says, there are certain men who have crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of Yah after their own lasciviousness. Some texts say licentiousness. Some texts, my brothers and sisters, say lawlessness. And denying, therefore, the only Lord Yah, and my brothers and sisters, his anointed one, Yeshua, the Messiah, the Kurdi, the righteous one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture spoke of in Isaiah 41, must expose all your rulers. Isaiah 41 says he comes to expose all your kings, as having not taught all that is necessary that our people become strong, but divided people after all a multitude of diverse ideologies and misallegiances across this world. The book of Malachi says that your leaders have compelled men to believe that every man are diverse, perverse, differing opinion and way. Somehow men have been convinced that these are good in the sight of the Most High and he delights in such. Scripture says Messiah must come to expose that lie, to restore righteousness as of old as in former years. How about to bring remembrance of the word as the Most High gave it from the beginning, before mankind began to imagine himself wise, after the multitude of his diversely divide and conquer schemes, tactics, and pretenses of his rulers. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. He said, and again, I'm looking at the book of Yehuda. He said, my beloved, I write to you with all diligence concerning our common salvation. It is needful that I should write and exhort you also to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints, meaning that Think about it. The faith in Yah is after the will of one. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that others are going to come in, and they have, bringing other forms of doctrine. My brothers and sisters, the word of Yah is simply what the Most High himself has decreed. The misimaginings of men, my brothers and sisters, shall not be counted worthy to be sealed and confirmed true to his name. So blessed are they who discern beyond all the massive misrepresentations. It might be true to Yah himself. Good to see you there, Mom B. For certain men have falsely entered among you, and these were foreordained from the very beginning, he said, to this condemnation. In other words, to divide the people, to blind them against the truth of the Most High as he is. So he says these are ungodly men who pervert the grace of Yah after their own licentiousness. How about their own carnality? Let's understand what this means. The grace of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, his gift is that he reveals what is truly the rule, the righteousness, the peace, the blessed orientation, whereby the people of the Most High might all cooperate, agree, trust, and obey together the will of the one Yah. However, my brothers and sisters, it's quite apparent with 45,000 denominations out here that not all have believed the gospel of peace. We are warned, therefore, that faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself, a direct call from him, and he does not call his people to any lesser standard than to all that is his own. He does not call his people to any lesser vibration, any manner of misidea which would break his law. Think about it. In the book of Jacob, they call James, he said, though we might be among the temptations or provocations or varying contentions of the nations, faith in Yah must still bring forth a perfect work, still fully what all the Most High declare, I said, beyond the unrighteousness of all your rulers. He said, we be double-minded about this. In other words, not realizing the Most High still, despite your rulers, demands that all be true to him. This double-mindedness that compels many to be neglectful, indiligent, pretentious, my brothers and sisters, and seeking to be comforted after the standards of those who have ensnared the minds among the nations. He said, if any man believes such a thing, why should you receive or even ask for the gift of Yah if you believe that the rule of a multitude of others is still viable unto him? I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are talking about. Scriptures then go as far as to say, hey, let not the man who is unstable, in other words, who is not sure that he must walk truthfully according to the will of Yah, let him not think you receive anything from him. He said in 117, the book of Jacob, it also reads, my brothers and sisters, that the word of Yah endures forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of Yah is eternal. His standard, my brothers and sisters, is not abolished. You must understand what this means. He said the gift of Yah, every good and perfect gift that comes from Yah, his grace, his mercy. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Say every good and perfect gift comes from on high. It is from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of change. So we must understand the Most High does not call many, or he does not call his people. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. He does not call his people unto a multitude of variant standards. He does not call his people unto a multitude of variant ideologies and so-called opinions, denominations, churches, governments that are not true to him. Why would he call his people after variant standards so they constantly contend against one another after false pride against himself? The Most High didn't create anything after which men should argue. But men, my brothers and sisters, so many times not realizing that men have transgressed the law of the Most High when they defy what is the first command of all, the realization that the Most High is one, and that we all must seek him then, love him, seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, that we all come to one realization of one standard that we show, my brothers and sisters, in all that we say and do. An example of the truth, that no man be deceived. Hearing my brothers and sisters, he said, he is the Holy One who brought his people out of the land of Egypt. How about out from all the variant, and will bring his people out from all the variant misideals of the whole world? He says, you have no other gods but he. How about no other standard but him? My brothers and sisters, the only way you have only all his people have one standard in a divided world, as we must realize that the grace of Yah is that he reveals his law true to all that he has decreed. But what is it written in Isaiah 42? Behold my servant, my elect, in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, and the isles shall wait for his what? His law. Isaiah 41, it goes as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, also about the one the Most High calls. When he says he reveals who is hidden. Oh, yes. When he said he reveals who is hidden. You need to read Isaiah 41:21. Come suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. And yes, to expose, my brothers and sisters, whoever would uphold a short-sighted standard or a blinding standard as abominable in their misguided pride. He said the princes and your rulers will be trodden down like martyrs, a potter treads clay. And this one, my brothers and sisters, comes because for a long time men have not heard the truth of the gospel. Now all you have to do is to, in considering this, is that means that the rulers teaching the ways of their variant pulpits and thrones after their kingdoms and their variant ideologies, their contentions ideologies, could never have taught the way of peace. The king himself comes to do that. So we read the scriptures later on after this. It says, when it says the rulers have not taught the gospel and haven't preached what is truly glad tidings, what is truly the rain. What is truly the rain of the one Most High. Then we must understand what it means when the scripture says of Messiah, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. Compare Isaiah 61, Messiah saying, the spirit of Yah is upon me. Behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. I shall wait for his law. He said the spirit of Yah is upon him. Means authority of the kingdom of Yah is revealed to him by the Spirit, that he might teach all beyond all the prison houses of every institutionality on this earth, political, social, national, and religious, that has compromised against the perfect will of Yah. Says the Spirit of Yah is upon him to preach good tidings, the gospel unto the meek, to release the prisoners. All my brothers and sisters, we need to understand who that one then is that the scriptures speak of. They put in your King James Version, he comes from the north and from the rising of the sun. What it really means, my brothers and sisters, that word they put down north is the word Sophon in the Hebrew. And what it actually means, this is one who comes who men have not discerned. Whose word men have not discerned. To reveal again, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the kingdom of peace, which is true only to the word and will of one. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters? The truth of what these scriptures then actually are saying. Let us continue. He said certain ungodly men have entered in. Apparently, my brothers and sisters, teaching something that is not true. The cooperation, the rest, reign, and peace that the Most High intends for his people. He said, I will therefore remind you that you once knew this. Oh, it's powerful perception here. That Yah, having redeemed and saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. My brothers and sisters, faith in Yah is after the perfect, pure will of one, invariant and eternal. He said certain men have crept in that men have not recognized, were ungodly men, unawares, turning men then, my brothers and sisters, away from the true knowledge of the gift of Yah, the gift of the knowledge of his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, dare we say that we are prepared for the kingdom of Yah? after the multitude of variant ideals. Like I said, 45,000 denominations. Yes, people reading the book. But my brothers and sisters, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Messiah comes as the word from the beginning. And men discern the word again. After the purity, my brothers and sisters, of what was before all these multitude of varying institutions of man, hateful against the will of one, blinded against the will of one, rebellious, having rebelled against the will of one, that my brothers and sisters, to this very day, men have not discerned what indeed is the word as it was after divine intent from the very beginning. So many ways, my brothers and sisters, men have thought and been taught to believe that some of everybody's doctrine was somehow freedom and peace. Talking about religious freedom, my brothers and sisters, he said the truth will set you free. A multitude of differing opinions are not freedom. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they are a multitude of obstacles that blind the mind, dissuade the mind, distract the people, that they miss that very precious path the scripture says few would find. We are warned, the scripture says, to watch out for false prophets. But how many understand that a false prophet is someone who speaks after, let's just say, a lesser vibration, a lesser spirit, an unclean testimony, not the whole word. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Meaning that if there's error in a man's thinking, the Holy Spirit seeks to correct that thinking, that man might repent and return unto the Most High as he is. But my brothers and sisters, it's quite apparent that among your variant churches and institutions of men, that not all have sought to teach the whole word. And the scriptures tell us well that in Messiah's appearing, that's exactly what he comes to do. For purity and completion can offer only one choice. The Holy Spirit does not speak the variant misconceits of man. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, speaks according to what the Most High himself would reveal. And we all be cooperative in the will of one. How is it that men have believed that they are under the grace of Yah and everybody's under a different law, different rule? If you're not under divine law and rule and discipline, orientation to prepare for his kingdom, whose rule are you under? Whose law are you under, my brothers and sisters? That so many have believed in the Most High differently. Do you really think the Most High changes according to the commandments of men? The varying pretentious designs and desires of men? Most High says he is the great I am that I am, not as men imagine, my brothers and sisters. So we must understand that it is man who must awaken. It is man who must convert. It's man who must awaken to discern what is the pure, perfect will of Yah. And in my brothers and sisters, we must understand that Messiah himself even went as far as to say, was around 1612, Yohanan, many things I long to tell you. He said some things he could not tell them just yet because they would not be able to grasp it, even if he did tell them. There's a need for an empowerment of the mind. Comes by the gift of the Spirit. So when you read the word, you might possibly comprehend it in its initial context. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is deception. I want you to understand what these scriptures say in the book of Yehuda. See, I would therefore remind you, though you once knew that this, that Yah, having redeemed and saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. My brothers and sisters, how can men believe as one and worship Yah as one, if they would not seek to know fully all that is his ways and would be satisfied after a multitude of variant contentions of man? Our brothers and sisters, it's not after the spirit of Yah that we have a multitude of variant doctrines. It's not after the spirit of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that men seek to be satisfied all their variant differing vibrations that they want to call still yet true. My brothers and sisters, the truth of the Most High, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the testimony of the Most High, doesn't have variations. It doesn't change, my brothers and sisters. It's ultimately after the same foundation, under the same goal, compelling all, my brothers and sisters, to seek the same ultimate righteousness. But how dare men say that after a multitude of variant differing concepts of what is pleasing to the Most High, different concepts of what is purpose. How dare men say that they knew the reason for which they exist or existed at all? Your rulers, my brothers and sisters, would blind mankind not even to realize the purpose for which he is here. That too needs to be spoken about, my brothers and sisters, because discerning that truth is much more intricate, much more, my brothers and sisters, a deep perception than most might even begin to understand. For the Most High has said through his Messiah that Yah is spirit, and the Most High must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. You must understand what that means, my brothers and sisters. The spirit of Yah reveals the truth of all that is his word, right instruction concerning all his word. Knowing more than what is said, my brothers and sisters, but discerning the whys and the wherefore unto one cause and one purpose. The Most High is spirit. Do you think this matter state, this fallen state that is matter, my brothers and sisters, the conceits of the flesh, do you think that they are true, my brothers and sisters, to the initial vibration, the constancy that is life? Think again. The very definition of life in the ancient mind was that which being true to what the Most High decreed from the beginning, eternal, has no contradiction in it. Do we dare to believe, my brothers and sisters, we're ready to have peace together after all these multitude of varying ideals? Men have heard the calls of many men. The question, my brothers and sisters, will be when Messiah calls and calls men that they might see beyond all the illusions of man. Who's prepared to believe? Who's prepared to hear him? Isaiah 65, why when I called? Well, it said in Isaiah 65, when I called, you did not answer, spoke, you did not listen. And that's a latter-day prophecy speaking to the world. Isaiah 50, my brothers and sisters, 1 through 5, Messiah asking the question, why when I called, was there none to answer? When I spoke, was there none to listen? Can it be that men have been taught so many vast delusions, not realizing that every lie half-truth, hasty conclusion the men draw, thinking that they are sufficient? That every one of them, my brothers and sisters, is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. But many, my brothers and sisters, having only been taught a pretense, false scenario, are not so quick, my brothers and sisters, to understand how much more there's a need to seek Yah, to see beyond all the veils of blinding doctrine that have covered all the nations. Please read Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. Says much, my brothers and sisters, about how Messiah must reveal that all the variant differences that men have called their so-called rules and constitutions have not been based upon the foundation of his word. For if they had, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah would already in this earth be established. I want you to look at this book of the apostle they called Yehuda. They decided to translate as Jude in your King James Version. Realize it says the angels. In other words, understand, the angels, my brothers and sisters, will be messengers of the Most High. But if they did not retain that message, if they did not retain the truth, my brothers and sisters, what kind of thought emanation is a lie? What kind of thought emanation, my brothers and sisters, is a love for an illusion? Is it true to the high and vibration that the spirit of a pure, perfect truth that is life eternal, or is it something less? Most High told man the day he sins, he surely dies. How about begin to fall from that perfect vibration without contradiction to follow after my brothers and sisters, which ultimately brings the beginning of death? You must understand, my brothers and sisters, man is not called to any lesser vibration than all that is true to the spirit that he put upon him from the beginning. He said he breathed the breath of life in man, and man became a living soul. My brothers and sisters, please understand that the Most High, his definition of life is not something that terminates. He said to man, the day you sin, you shall surely die. My brothers and sisters, man was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit. a habitation after the pure mind of the Most High, that man might be a living vessel emanating from his mind, heart, and soul. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the very energies of a pure, perfect truth. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the purpose for which man exists, that his very thoughts might exude after the gift given to him, what is found utmost blessed unto the Most High. I know we're getting off into some heavy things here for a little bit, but I want you to consider for a minute that some of you may have heard about something that's called an EEG, an electroencephalograph, something that reads brain waves. I tell you something, my brothers and sisters, the mind itself is a mental energy field. The brain is part of your nervous system. It's all part, my brothers and sisters, of, like I said, a transmission of electrical impulses, after which even the various brain cells transmit ideas through the mind to parts of the body, controlling, my brothers and sisters, the way you, let's just say your reactions to things, all relative, my brothers and sisters, to a reference point the Most High gives, or to a reference point, my brothers and sisters, which is simply of the flesh. Much to talk about concerning that, but believe me, my brothers and sisters, man was created being energized after the Spirit of the Most High, first knowing only the truth until he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And mingling, my brothers and sisters, unto a corruption, and therefore his mind emanating thoughts, thought emanations, not true to what the Most High gave from the beginning, man began to perish. Eternal life, my brothers and sisters, is what man says he pursues, but he must understand the principle of life is not after a multitude of contradictions. The principle of life, my brothers and sisters, is after the very words and thoughts the Most High decreed from the beginning according to his purpose, and he created all things to be in harmony together. Let no man think then, therefore, my brothers and sisters, he is saved from the deceiver. Let no man think that he is delivered from those who have divided mankind after the worldly thoughts of those who are often more concerned with pulpits and thrones than the gift of the Spirit that will compel all after the will of a much higher, Most High One. So I want you to consider, he said, then the angel, what about man? If granted the knowledge of the truth, and he does not keep that truth, or he's turned away from the will of the One to after the variant, seditious ideals of the many, not discerning a pure, perfect truth. What do you say? He destroyed those who afterward did not believe? So even as Sodom and Gomorrah gave Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities, which in like manner gave themselves over to fornication. My brothers and sisters, the fornication they're speaking of here oftentimes is spiritual fornication. After the misconceits of this of a diverse world, not true to the will of One, and falling after other carnal lusts, whatever seemed wise after the flesh. My brothers and sisters, Most High does not call his people to union after their flesh, after the varying design of a carnal mind that is, according to Romans, enmity against the law of the Most High. But he calls his people, my brothers and sisters, to be raised in conscience, raised in reason, made rational, my brothers and sisters, after his perfect will, that we all might conform after a pure and perfect word, that we all unto him be one. But he said, my brothers and sisters, those who turned away were condemned to judgment and placed under everlasting fire. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, all these scriptures are telling man that his only chance of returning to life cannot be after the various contradictions of man, but only, my brothers and sisters, returning to the Word as the Most High decreed it from the beginning. Book of Acts 3:18-23 says, Messiah will come for the restoration, the restitution of all things, according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets. How about revealed by his everlasting Spirit? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? according to all that has been spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. He says when he comes as a prophet, what would not hearken to his testimony will be cut off from among the people. The word of Yah is living. It endures forever. It is a constant word. It is sharp. Did you hear my brothers and sisters declaring either what is or is not, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart, whether they are after the pure, perfect will of Yah, or tainted after the designs and the zeal of another? My brothers and sisters, so often man not discerning the extent to how much more he needs to seek the perfect will of Yah, oftentimes contends against righteousness when he has an opportunity. And my brothers and sisters, this we must not do. I'm just going to skip a little forward because there's a lot to talk about tonight. Jude 1:14, and Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these. Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. To do what? To execute judgment upon all and to punish all who are ungodly for all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly manner, and with regard to, if you will, all the harsh words which ungodly sinners have spoken. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, there are texts that read this same verse in another way. Because so many of my brothers and sisters have so long believed a lie, it's hard for them to believe that what they've been taught after what? A multitude of varying ideals? Wow, hard for them to believe that what they've been taught after a multitude of varying ideals has not been the word of Yah. I want you to think about something. Most High told me very early on, upon first days of calling even. He told me, if any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions that we see in this world is a result of men having listened to and followed after him, my brothers and sisters, that one cannot even begin to be his disciple, can't begin to learn from him. Because if you believe that everybody else's word is true, that you won't seek to see how the word of Yah, every word reinforces every other word after a perfect pattern of thought. How can you, my brothers and sisters, ever become true unto him? How can you ever be purged in your thinking and in your deeds and your actions and your beliefs and your desires? How can you ever be true unto him when you always hold in some way to the designs of another? In the King James Version, Jude 1:15, it says he comes to execute judgment upon all and to convince all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds. You see the word convince? Of all their ungodly deeds. Oh, how about convincing that so much they've been taught by their leaders, a multitude of variant leaders, contentious against one another, can't be the gospel, can't be the gospel of peace. How about to convince them that so much that they have been taught and believed for so very long was just an illusion? That men might discern that so much that they have thought wise for so very long was just an illusion. God told me long ago, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High has spoken. Well, that is not wisdom. I repeat, that is not wisdom at all. I want you to understand something then, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand it. I want you to give it strong consideration. Man wants to believe himself wise after what seems wise in his own heart. He wants to be called wise. So often, my brothers and sisters, not willing to consider all things the Most High has said, and oftentimes even preferring that others not understand. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, so oftentimes, what is the truth? That they receive esteem from men. The Apostle Shaul said, if I seek to persuade men, I cannot be a servant of Yah. Meaning that if one seeks to uphold a multitude of the varied ideas of men, how, my brothers and sisters, can he be true to the divine message understand, my brothers and sisters, that what it means is since man was created to be the habitation of the Holy Spirit, according to the habitation of the truth of Yah, to reserve as a living tablet his will, to get out of Ephesians 2nd chapter closely. My brothers and sisters, man say he still has purpose under the Most High, and if he turns from the truth and becomes a vessel that only can preserve the lie, he said, go forth and teach all nations, baptize, purge all nations, teach them everything that he commands. That means that man was to convert, my brothers and sisters, after the message of the Most High, and only a pure and perfect message is allowed into the kingdom of Yah. It's the kingdom of truth, not the kingdom of a lie. 45,000 denominations, all teaching something different, my brothers and sisters, are not the gospel of that kingdom. You must understand. Why it is written concerning Messiah himself, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. He didn't say that man becomes strong in discretion after the teaching of men. Book of Jacob tells us again, if we are scattered among the provocation, the varying, differing ideas and contentions of the nations. But remember that faith in Yah still demands that we all perform a perfect work acceptable unto Yah. He said, if we lack wisdom, he said, we ask him. He said he would write, describe, teach his law upon the minds and hearts of a people brought back from the midst of all the nations, beyond all the rulers who have devised them. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand that when he talks about his people, he's not talking about a people, my brothers and sisters, who worship other rulers, other gods, other standards, misrepresentations, ideas and thoughts, my brothers and sisters, that never came forth from the mouth of Yah. These are not the word of his kingdom. It's time we understand the difference. And in this season, I'll say now before I go any further, just for a moment. There's an article on my website that might help to understand much of this. It's an article on my website called Hidden Gospel. I'm putting up in the chat now. It's an article called Bacchus Connection. It makes a lot more sense when you look at it, when you read that article. Discern how it is that since others from among the nations have come in and taken control among the churches, what do you think they call it, a Roman church? Seeking to preserve Romish ideals. Seeking to preserve, my brothers and sisters, the very ideals of man. Even seeking, my brothers and sisters, to preserve the traditions of man by casting out from the mind the knowledge of the gift of Yah, the knowledge of what the Most High himself has declared. Many having no room in them for what the Most High has declared because they've been taught another orientation entirely. My brothers and sisters, the word of Yah endures forever. Messiah will come declaring a word, according to all the Most High spoke through his inspired ones since world began. How then, my brothers and sisters, do men believe that after a multitude of varying standards, they've still been called among those who believe? I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, who called you? The Most High called you to believe what has origins after the misconceits of man? The Most High call, I think about it, I mean, I look at all these different churches, people keeping these pagan customs like Easter, Christmas, and Sunday. I mean, that's just the beginning. In the Shabbat, never realizing the very word relates to the idea that you must seek all his divine will, that our people be at one, at peace. The sabbatical is a time of rest. Do we think we're going to have peace and rest before the Most High, everybody teaching in the Shabbat differently? My brothers and sisters, the question to ask, if the doctrines that men have taught have not been pure after the initial intent that we must await Messiah's appearing to see it all absolutely, yeah, the question to ask, have we kept the Sabbath holy? Have we kept these feasts holy unto the Most High himself? Or have men, after their various denominations and ideals, compelled men not to worship Yah, but just some man's misorientation? As I say to you again, the Most High told me that I have for him some very important things that I must do. I asked him what that was. He told me, my brothers and sisters, that in doing what he asked of me, he said I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection and guidance. I've said again and again, for this I can only be utmost thankful. I count it a grace and a gift from Yah. But he told me I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Jude 1:15 says Messiah has come to convince men against all the ungodly words. How about all the ungodly men who have spoken ungodly words, spoken their own doctrines? Cause men to commit ungodly works and ideas and thoughts, to have spoken against the purity of who he is. Do we not understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to awaken beyond it all? This is what Messiah must do, that his people be one. When he calls men to his righteousness, who will be prepared truthfully to listen? And how many of my brothers and sisters have been taught so many lies that when the truth comes, my brothers and sisters, they're not prepared to receive, believe, perceive what is the greater dimension that is truth? I open the splash intro screen to this show, relating the scriptures that are in Revelation. Revelation 6th chapter. Primary Revelation 6th chapter to the 16th verse. Read the scriptures closely. The first thing you begin to understand is that when Messiah appears, the kings of the earth will not be able to stand before him, because they have certainly, my brothers and sisters, if you read that in context of Isaiah 24, have spoken lies against the truth. Whether they did it intentionally or not, my brothers and sisters, is something to be understood. No one has authority to speak for the Most High till they have heard and have heard his call and heard his message, that they might not lie. But there are many of my brothers and sisters who would make merchandise of the masses. I said who would make merchandise of the masses. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of folks out there knowing that the people are in darkness. I've simply said, like I've heard a few tell me, if the people are willing to buy it, they are willing to sell it. You must be much more aware, my brothers and sisters. I got something I'm going to go ahead and read to you real quickly before I go into the main thrust of what I want to talk about tonight. I don't have a lot of time here, according to what I'm looking at now. But prayerfully, the will of the Most High, we will understand. And if we don't finish the entire of the message, like I said, this is a series. I'd like to give attention to Revelation 6 and 12. It says, I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. I would tell you Revelation 16 talks about, when they talk about Armageddon, please understand, Armageddon was also called a place called Harosheth of the Gentiles in Judges 4. The Most High oftentimes squared the deal as to who is, my brother and sister, is supreme, as he, where he defended the righteousness that he desired be preserved by his people. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. It talks about one called the King of the East. I did not say kings. They translated rightly, they would have told you the one called the King of the East. King of the East. The scripture said in Isaiah 44, you'd read around 44:20 through 45:6. One before whom the Most High drives up the rivers. What it means is that he exposes all the constraints of all the rulers of the nations. The men see beyond the mindscapes of those who would blind the people and blind them in such a way that they don't see indeed what is the true command of the one Most High. To expose the foolishness of the leaders. Did you hear me? I said to expose the foolishness of the leaders. A shepherd who would guide his people beyond all the boundaries of the misconceits of man, to establish his people upon a firm foundation. Scripture says all the unclean spirits would gather the rulers. Well, brothers and sisters, you need to understand oftentimes your rulers are inhabited, my brothers and sisters, especially since they seek to uphold a multitude of varying ideals. I want you to understand that concept of what I'm telling you. Some of you know what I mean when I talk about that title, Soter, that title, Christos. Those who are willing as politicians to inhabit a multitude of perverse spirits to gain the control and influence over the people. That's not the Holy Spirit at all, my brothers and sisters. No such thing as a holy politician. So he said there was a great earthquake. Some became black as sackcloth of hair. One became as blood. And the scripture said that would happen before the great day of the Most High. It says when Messiah comes in the midst of it all, declaring absolute in the midst of these politicians. Best of these rulers, exposing all their standards as unclean and ungodly, that all the foundations of the earth, all the false orientation of the whole world, my brothers and sisters, will fall. He says, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, Revelation 6 and 13. It means those who seem to be bright in the night, the rulers, my brothers and sisters, we will fall from that lofty place after which men have exalted them. Even as a fig tree casts untimely figs, in other words, they're immature in their perception of righteousness, and shaken by a mighty wind. He said, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it's rolled together. How about every misruling standard that has been a veil, a covering to blind the people after false righteousness? My brothers and sisters say that scroll, a misconceived, all these, let's just say, various constitutionalities of the nations, will be rolled up, and finally men will see again the heavens, and see indeed what is the righteousness of Yah. And every mountain, every kingdom and island, let me tell you something, every single continent on this earth is surrounded by water. Every mountain and island, every kingdom, was shaken out of its place. In other words, the very foundation, my brothers and sisters, after which they exist, the people, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they dwell therein. He's saying the kings of the earth and the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the powerful men, and also, my brothers and sisters, not just those in power, but also those who follow after them. Please read Isaiah 24. Will hide themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, and say the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne. When they run to those who comfort them, Isaiah 57. So they all be swept away like wind and vanity. But they will run to the mountains. In other words, those who still attempt to believe what is not to be believed. Hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne. My brothers and sisters, scripture says, eyes, Numbers 24, exposing all the various rulers of the nations. Numbers 24, 14, 17, 19. Eyes red with milk, white. Eyes red with wine. That's the way they put it. Red like wine. White like milk. It means, my brother and sister, one who has bared his teeth. And my brother and sister is incensed in his anger against all the misrepresentation of man. He would say, hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. And from the face of him who sits upon the throne. For the day, great day of his wrath, even his anger, my brothers and sisters, has come. And who shall be able to stand? Definitely not according to Malachi, all the rulers who have told men that standards far less than divine will is viable. And if the rulers shall not be able to stand, my brothers and sisters, what of them who follow them? Must understand what Messiah meant when he said your righteous must exceed that of your leaders. If you don't discern what is the greater discretion of Yah, you must ask him. I would only say to you, my brothers and sisters, there is indeed but one judgment seat. Yet the rulers would tell you that after all their variant ideologies, that they've declared a multitude of their own, Supreme Courts? My brothers and sisters, the rulers themselves will have to stand before one judgment seat. And the scriptures tell us in that they have been treacherous and not taught the pure way of the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, but have sought to preserve their own pulpits and thrones, their various, you really want to call it royal? Are they really royal kingdoms, my brothers and sisters? Are they really sovereign kingdoms? After what spirit, my brothers and sisters, does anybody have a right to rob the Most High? to mislead the people, control the resources of the lands that men think that they are wise if they receive from robber rulers, landlords, a reward. Our brothers and sisters, anyone who would twist the resources of this world, compel men to walk after another, our brothers and sisters, is the most wicked of all. Malachi 3:13, people saying, hey, the wicked are well set up. The stout words are stout against the Most High, saying the wicked are well set up, the lawless. The rulers are well set up, saying they tempt and provoke the Most High. They don't obey his commands. And people still believe that they are delivered, that they could be delivered even after such as this. Scripture says that is a stout and grievous word against him. It's a blasphemy, my brothers and sisters, an insult against his very name. Most High says those who will not learn his ways, he has sworn in his wrath, they shall not enter into his rest. How can my brothers and sisters, men, say that they will have peace with the Most High after whatever seems wise in their own hearts? It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. 1 Corinthians 3:17, if any man consider himself wise after, how about the various standards of this world? He said, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. So let no man consider himself so wise before the time, certainly not after the vicissitudes and contradictions of this world that cannot be the gospel of peace, cannot be the agreement of the one Most High. He said, let no man consider himself so wise before the time till Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise, honor, Yah. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that before the judges come, men have considered themselves in all things mature? Pray, my brothers and sisters, that you prepare to hear his word and the day that he comes to cause men to consider what for a long time they have not considered. Isaiah 52:15, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who then is going to believe his report but those who are prepared to believe, my brothers and sisters, so much that they have not heard? Isaiah 42:16, you lead the blind by ways they have known not. By a path they have not known shall he lead them. And my brothers and sisters, this is what he should do for them and not forsake them. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that if you haven't known the ways of his kingdom, that he reveals that way that you might have peace with his people is the utmost blessing. Most High told me the greatest gift that he can give is a law by which men might be able to cooperate. How about cooperate, my brothers and sisters, in the kingdom, true to the righteousness of the king that he appoints, that all my brothers and sisters might follow after the will of one. And in this, according to divine appointment, cooperation, a love and a seeking for all righteousness, for everything that pleases Yah, shall he at last be pleased. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 6:12-17. 17. Talks about a great earthquake. It's that same great earthquake that happens at that city called Babylon. After my brothers and sisters, the misconceits of a whole world. And, you know, sometimes I ask people, if some people just say the United States is Babylon. Well, you ever stop to consider that all the various nations and their differences with Babylon already, they just brought it here. The scriptures speak about more than that, my brothers and sisters. They talk about, you read the scriptures, they talk about, yes, they do talk about a place symbolized by a great eagle of many nations, a mighty dominion, across the sea to the west, to the west of Israel. And it says in the midst of it, my brothers and sisters, will be a city that's an example of all the confusion of a whole world. Something very dynamic and powerful is prophesied from that place. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please read the article on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called The Secret City Prophecies, and understand how Messiah, sent by the Most High, is foreordained to expose all the unrighteousness of the world, first from that one place, and then to a world entire. The leaders didn't tell you this, my brothers and sisters. They didn't teach you the gospel. The gospel is all that is the sure word of the Most High. In fact, the word that you hear is not sure, but it gives consideration of all the Most High itself has spoken. So the book of Yehuda says the rulers have worked to destroy the faith. They've corrupted men after a multitude of debates and doubts, after the designs of many, rather than the invariant gift, grace, knowledge of one. After carnal minds, following after a lesser vibration, a variant word, a deviant testimony. Men, my brother says, not only conceived but taught lies. Dare the people who even, my brothers and sisters, seeking to purchase what they would call salvation in its many colors. My brothers and sisters, there's only one salvation. There's only one standard that is peace of the Most High, and there is no other. Messiah, the scripture says, comes to convince the people concerning the truth that they have not known. Convince the people, my brothers and sisters, against every lie that they thought at one time was the truth. Who, my brothers and sisters, hearing his word, is prepared to believe him? He said, those who believe him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Means they were the sons of another until they hear the truth. He said, those who believe him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, his disciples. They might not perish, but have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, only way man has everlasting life, he has to attain the everlasting, pure, perfect, beyond contradiction word. The Most High will not take into his kingdom to sign, if you will, upon the brow his name of people, my brothers, whose thoughts are not his own. He said he brings into his kingdom, my brothers, so people have the name of the Father written upon their brows. The Most High does not sign a contract or a thought. Please understand me, that is not his own. He said in Zephaniah 3:13, the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue found in their mouth. And this is the people who shall dwell safely without harm. It talks about the seal of the living Yah in Revelation 6 chapter going into the 7th. The 7th chapter talks about the seal of Yah. It means the confirmation. That is his name. You sign a contract with your name, a seal, a signature. And according to Revelation 9 and 4, only those who have that confirmation that their thoughts are the result of having been taught by Yah and hearkening diligently unto him. Said only those, my brothers and sisters, will endure the wrath to come. Who then, my brothers and sisters, is wise? Those seek the Most High for the purity of his word, that in all things unto him they might be true. Because the misexample of no man is the foundation upon which the holy kingdom shall be established. Again, Psalms 95, Hebrews 3, a people who will not know his ways will not enter into his kingdom rest. Because a people without the knowledge of his ways, my brothers and sisters, could never have peace with him. We're warned, my brothers and sisters. Yes, we are warned. One scripture says, beware. That you follow after the principles of the world and not after the ways of the righteous Savior. It says, as you were baptized in him, so you must be led by him. You must be made complete. Oh, he didn't say partial in your understanding. He didn't say partial in your concept of what is wisdom. He said, made complete and sure unto the Most High by him. He said, you need to watch out, lest any man, after his carnal mind, mislead you, that you don't discern what indeed, what is proper, meat and drink, what is true. Also, my brothers, it's not just what you should take of physical meat and drink, food, but spiritual food that you should be taught in the new moons, in the Shabbat, in the feast days. Because only my brothers and sisters being led by him, who is Lord of the Shabbat, can you keep a day true unto him that in your soul is imputed? A word, my brothers and sisters, that he would preserve. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who have that word can preserve it. And only those who have that word, my brothers and sisters, not being deceived against it, will be called his servants. What have you to consider, my brothers and sisters? He said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for the imputation of a false, fallen, foolish, deceptive, insufficient, immature testimony. Only way you can do that, my brothers and sisters, scripture says, put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah. Helmet of salvation. Don't let there's something that when word of truth, so when the lie comes, you know not to accept it. Breastplate of righteousness, so nothing dissuades your heart. Sword of the Spirit, discerning, my brothers and sisters, between good and evil. I said, discerning, my brothers and sisters, the truth, that you might guard it against all those who would dissuade. My brothers and sisters, most have only been taught illusion, and that's all they know. What do you think, my brothers and sisters, they have a power to defend? Do they have a power to defend the righteousness of Yah? All they know is knowing the lie that only invites another. Let's become far wiser than that, my brothers and sisters. For I dare to say, since there's only one Savior, only one path unto salvation, one truth unto salvation, one pure word that is agreement to the most, with the Most High. You ever stop to consider how many indeed, my brothers and sisters, have robbed the Most High? Been compelled to be robbers after the hands of robbers. My brothers and sisters, even unto the deceit of whole nations. That's exactly what the book of Malachi says. But how many of my brothers and sisters have understood what has occurred? Many of you out there have been beguiled the course so long. Willing to pay money, my brothers and sisters, to be comforted in mass misconceit. Like I said, I've heard pastors tell me, knowing that their words were not true to all this in the scriptures, saying that the people are willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. And they will, my brothers and sisters, having no authority nor the knowledge sufficient to teach the way of the kingdom of Yah. But so wolf tickets, my brothers and sisters, yes, into the wolf's den. So tickets, my brothers and sisters, not unto heaven, but tickets to hell. Not the way of truth, my brothers and sisters. The scripture tells the wages of sin. How about the misconceit, belief in lies? 2 Thessalonians, Romans 6. Those who believe lies, those who believe in that which divides the people after the misconceit. Those who believe what curses and divides our people against the pure, perfect truth. The wages of all such sin, my brothers and sisters, is death. Again, the Most High, by His Spirit, why don't you ask the Spirit for the Spirit of the Most High to walk after a lesser vibration than the pure, perfect truth? He said, if you scattered among the nation, you must bring forth the perfect work unto Yah. Meaning your thoughts, your actions, your deeds must be pure after His mind and thoughts, because He despises anything else. He would not be pleased with anything else but the pure, perfect word, true as He gave it. He gave the Spirit of life. He did not animate and give man a mind to contend against Himself. He did not give man a mind. All my brothers and sisters, animate him, if you will, that his deeds be a misexample to many. Many have forgotten, my brothers and sisters, the Shema, the first command of all. Nothing of our flesh should be a misexample to our brother. He said we should not take his name and oath in his name to walk after the will of another. You must seek his inspiration. You must humble yourself to discern, my brother and sister, the truth beyond what is common, to what seems wise to the flesh. It says Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see, nor what his ears hear. In other words, after the Spirit shall he judge. That's what makes him the deliverer. He discerns that the ways of this world have been a mass illusion. He discerns, my brothers and sisters, that what men have established the churches upon is not the same rock foundation, my brothers and sisters, he established. Like I said, that word Christ, you need to look it up sometimes, was around nearly a half millennium beyond before the birth of Messiah. To the Greeks and the Romans, there was a title that meant someone like a politician who entertained all the varying spirits of all the false gods and ideals of the people, that they might have control over the masses. Scripture says you function after such double-minded, don't even ask the Most High for His Spirit. After what spirit, then, my brothers and sisters, have you ruled to function? Shall the Most High delight in such? Absolutely not. He said, if you have such a mind, mindset and intent, don't think you receive anything from the Most High in the instability of your thoughts, your ways, your deeds. Read the book of Habakkuk closely, my brothers and sisters. Read Revelation. It talks about the unclean spirits that are in your leaders who come out of the word of God. Control.
90.
The already unstable masses. To keep the people blind to the ways of Yah. And the sermon, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures relate that how Messiah must expose all this, that men might return beyond these ungodly obstacles unto him. For who is it that preserves all these multitude of variant dissuasions? All but again, my brothers and sisters, the leaders themselves, like I said, though the Most High says all these people must be drawn to him, they would keep the people blind to the greater dimension of truth. That they remain, my brothers and sisters, in the darkness to be so easily exploited. It's time we discern beyond this slothfulness. Time we discern what is our obligation that we seek the Most High for all that is his will. Purity and completion offers one choice. How many will understand, my brothers and sisters, that you won't find safety under your various kings because there's only one judgment seat. And the kings are not exempt from having to discern the one. And my brother says they grossly deceive the masses when they said the grace of Yah is that you're under their miscreant rule rather than the one law of Yah. We will continue this discussion, Yah willing, in the days to come. I would ask that you check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Discern the precious truths that are there that you will not find everywhere. Discern, my brothers and sisters, how you can support this ministry with the knowledge of the truth, for only those who understand a healing word can be true unto what the Most High has declared. It will make again his people one, that they give honor to him who is one. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. I thank you all again for listening.